Look Inside. Chapter 3. Snap, Crackle, Pop. 2 hours later, the boys found themselves trekking back through the woods towards their cabin. By now the sun had set, and clouds had rolled in over the mountains. The wind was picking up, making it clear that there would be a storm tonight. The clouds made the night even darker, and Sam squinted against the wind to see the cabin. He was on edge, waiting for the feeling of nausea to envelop him. So far, though, he felt fine, and the impending sickness was more disturbing than anything that was actually occurring. What was even more disturbing was the fact that the food had been really good, going down. He doubted that it would taste that good going up, if he even tasted anything. Briefly, Sam wondered what a lambton worm would taste like, but then banished that thought. No point in wondering, he'd find out soon enough. Sam shook off his thoughts as he entered the cabin. It was cold and dark. He noticed Dean feeling along the wall for a light switch. Sam felt along the other wall, but couldn't find one. Then he heard Dean laugh. "So I think I know why there's no heat." Sam turned to hear his brother's explanation. "There's no electricity out here." Sam nodded. "Of course there was no electricity. Why would there be electricity?" "I'll go start a fire, then." In the dark, Sam saw his brother nod. "I'll go out and bring in some of the wood piled on the side of the cabin. Hey, at least we don't have to chop our own firewood." Sam sarcastically agreed. "Yeah, how nice of them. It's like a regular 5-star resort." Dean rolled his eyes. "Just light the wood that's already in the fireplace." Then he left the cabin. Sam heard the loud clap of thunder just as he kneeled by the fireplace. A few seconds later, Sam cringed, hearing the loud downpour of rain. The rain drummed against the trees that covered the cabin, causing the already hefty drops to combine into even larger ones before hitting the roof of the cabin. Sam worked quickly, rearranging the wood and the provided fire starter log as best he could in the dark. Just as the water began to drip down the chimney, Sam lit a match and ignited the logs. The fire grew quickly, attacking the few drops of water that had made their way into the chute. Sam had just begun poking the fire when Dean re-entered the cabin soaked to the bone and carrying a large load of wood in his arms. Sam smiled, moving to mock his brother's appearance, but he stopped himself. Something in Dean's face seemed off, so rather than mock his brother, Sam walked over and helped his brother unload the wet firewood. With the door shut and the firewood repiled on the inner wall, Sam turned to see Dean brushing the excess water out of his hair with his hands. The firelight reflected against the drops of water covering Dean's face, and his body was cast in a flickering red glow. Noticing Sam's stare, Dean turned to him serious. "Sam, how do you feel right now?" Sam thought for a moment, and then shrugged. "I feel fine, not even a little nauseous." Dean nodded and then swallowed. Dean broke off and shook his head. Then he slowly walked over to the fireplace and crouched before it, trying to warm himself. Still waiting for the rest of the sentence, Sam prompted his brother. "Dean?" Dean nodded and looked at the flames. "I don't think it was the food that was creating the lambton worms." Sam's eyebrows rose, and he shook his head in confusion. "What do you mean? If it's not the food, then what is it?" Dean took a breath before answering. "I think it's the diner's water." Sam stood processing the comment. "The water? Why do you..." "Oh." Sam eyed his brother in sympathy. It really was an ironic moment, one that certainly served Dean right for trying to trick Sam into pain and nausea with a double-sided coin. Yes, he knew about the coin. But as much as he would love to rub the irony in his brother's face, he could tell from Dean's body language and short responses that his brother was in pain, and Sam just didn't have it in him to mock that. Taking a breath, Sam walked over to his brother. "Dean, why don't you change into dry clothes?" Dean shook his head, still staring at the fire rather than Sam. "I don't want to move." Sam nodded. "I'll get the bucket." The bucket was a large plastic container, 2.5 inches by 2.5 inches by 1 inch, with a lid which the brothers had bought before leaving the previous town in preparation for this hunt. They were hoping, based on the girl's description of the lambton worm, that the container would be large enough to hold the worm, so that they could keep it contained while destroying it. Sam placed the bucket in front of his brother by the fire, and stood back. He took in Dean's pale, clammy skin, his gasping breaths, his closed eyes, and the arm covering his stomach, and Sam knew it wouldn't be long before he would see his first lambton warm. Sure enough, within a few minutes, Dean's breath hitched, and he leaned over the bucket with a horrible retching sound. Sam paced around his brother, torn between giving Dean privacy and wanting to see the worm. The retching continued, and Sam began to see the oily black creature slowly ooze out of his brother's mouth. The creature was pure black, with liquid, iridescent swirls floating through the black coloring. Dean's eyes were closed with tears streaming out of them. His nostrils were flared as he tried to breathe around the creature that was now obstructing his throat and airway. Dean's stomach gave another heave, and more of the oily creature oozed out. Sam had expected the creature's birth to be a faster process. The way the girl had described it, he had expected the worm to be puked up in an almost liquid form, but this one, the one in front of him, had the consistency of a living organism, not liquid. A minute passed, and Sam grew worried for his brother. The creature was still obstructing Dean's airway and was now over 2 feet long. It was curled up in the tub, floundering about like a fish out of water. Each of the creature's floundering movements clearly caused pain for Dean. Even in the limited light, Sam could see that Dean's face was red, blue veins beginning to pop out in his forehead and neck as he fought the strain of not breathing while bearing a lambton worm from his mouth. As Sam watched his brother struggle, he realized that something had to be done. The worm was now too big for the bucket, and the black mass was beginning to take a shape. The oily black substance was beginning to grow what looked to be a small head. Below the growing head were clearly broad shoulders leading into stubs where the arms would be. A torso followed below the shoulders, and the rest, whatever it may have been, was still inside Dean. As Sam looked at the creature, he noticed, out of the corner of his eye, Dean beginning to fall over. The lack of oxygen was beginning to have its effect, and Dean was losing consciousness. Quickly, Sam looked around for something to help his brother. Sam grabbed the nearby fireplace poker and stabbed it through the creature, hoping that the worm would be easier for Dean to expel if it were dead. The plan worked, although not the way Sam had expected. Sam's attack on the creature caused it to literally deflate, as though he had used the poker to pop a balloon. However, rather than being filled with air, it seemed the worm was filled with maggots. As Sam pulled the poker out from where he had stabbed the creature, hundreds of black maggots with little red eyes began crawling out of the hole. As the maggots crawled out, the worm collapsed, leaving its thin black skin behind. Within seconds, thousands of maggots had filled the plastic container and overflowed onto the cabin floor. A retching sound brought Sam's attention back to his brother, who was thankfully able to breathe once again. The worm's skin hung out of his mouth as his body attempted to vomit the rest of the creature's skin out of its system. However, the skin was thinner than the creature had been, and therefore took up less room in Dean's throat. Dean gasped and coughed while he attempted to evict the rest of the worm from his body. In an attempt to speed the expulsion along, Dean grabbed the skin with his hands and began pulling it out of his mouth, throat, and stomach. A tickling sensation on his leg brought Sam's attention down to his feet. The maggots were beginning to climb up his right leg. With a yell, Sam shook his foot, sending most of the maggots back down to the floor. The rest were swiped off with the poker. In an attempt to kill the maggots, Sam began jumping and stepping on the vile organisms. However, it was quickly obvious that the maggots were not squishable. The bodies were hard and maintained their shape under the pressure of Sam's foot. Once again, maggots began crawling up Sam's leg. As Sam danced around, swiping maggots off his feet, he heard a sizzling sound. Looking up, he saw the remains of several maggots bubbling in yellow ooze at the edge of the fireplace. Whether it had been the heat or the fire that had killed them, Sam didn't know, nor did he care. He now had a way to destroy the thousands of small creatures. Grabbing the small shovel from the side of the fireplace, Sam began shoveling the maggots into the fire. Smoke billowed out of each shovelful, accompanied by loud sizzling and popping sounds as the maggots exploded and fried. As more and more maggots were shoveled into the fireplace, the putrid smell of sulfur began to fill Sam's nostrils, but there was no time to lament the smell. Focused on his task, Sam continued shoveling until every last maggot had been burned. Finally, all the maggots were gone, sent to a fiery grave. Sam scanned the floor and container carefully to make sure that he had gotten them all. He had. All that was left of the once lambton worm was its skin lying flat in the container. Accepting that the creature was completely destroyed, Sam replaced the poker and shovel and turned to his brother. Dean was seated on the floor, having pushed himself a few feet back from the plastic container. He was clearly breathing, as Sam could hear the quick and heavy breaths, intermixed with coughs, as well as see Dean's body move with each inhale and exhale. Dean's head, however, was in his hands, making it impossible for Sam to read his brother's face. "Dean?" Dean took in a deep breath before he moved his hands down and slowly raised his eyes to his brother's. Pain and disgust shined through his pupils. Sam crouched in front of his brother and put a hand on Dean's knee. "You okay, man?" Dean scowled and knocked Sam's hand off his knee. "Dude, get off me." Sam raised his hands in surrender and stepped back, giving his brother some space. If Dean was well enough to tell Sam to back off, then he was well enough for Sam to back off. Walking over to his bag, Sam pulled out a knife and returned to the plastic container. Using the knife, Sam examined the worm skin. The iridescent streaks were now gone, along with the liquidity of the surface. Whereas it was once an oily black, the skin now took on a dull, dark brown color. Cautiously, Sam lifted the skin with the knife and touched it with his other hand. It had a rubbery feel to it, and a thin, almost invisible layer of slime seemed to coat it. "You using the knife because you're afraid of what's on it, or what was in me?" Sam jumped at the sound of his brother's voice. Laughing at Dean's comment, he was right, there was no need for caution, the thing had been in Dean. Sam looked over at his brother. Dean had gotten up and was walking over to the front door. Sam watched as his brother moved into the heavy pounding rain, staring up at the sky with his mouth open. When enough water filled his mouth, Dean swished it through his mouth and spit. Sam stood up and made his way towards his brother. He shook his leg as the disgust of the recent events caught up with him and the sensation of the crawling maggots resurfaced on his leg. That whole experience had been one of the more repulsive things he had lived through, and he had lived through a lot. Still, it had to have been worse from Dean's perspective. Standing in the doorway, Sam spoke. "You know, we have a faucet." Mouth filled with water, Dean stared at his brother in disbelief. It took a few seconds, but Dean's logic finally caught up with Sam. "Oh, right, I forgot." Dean rolled his eyes and spit. Then he stuck out his tongue with a gag. Making a face, he turned back towards Sam. "It was slimy. I still have the slime in my throat." He looked at Sam and whined in disgust. "Dude." He shook his head as he trailed off, once again opening his mouth to the rain. He didn't need to say more. Sam understood. Out of all the most unpleasant, sickening hunts they had been on, this one definitely ranked in the top 5.